This is the WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Scott Walker.
This morning, we'll be talking about the Rutherford County Library System and talking about a few different things within the library as far as, everything from social media, I guess, to library cards. And with us today in studio, we have Amanda Caperton, and you are part of the IT staff, I guess I should say.
Yes, I am. I focus on the social media and the website for the library system.
That's a big undertaking, I'm sure.
Yeah.
There's always something going on there.
Yes, there is a lot going on, but it is pretty much my dream job, so I'm really excited to be able to do it.
Well, cool. So what are some of the things that are happening within the library?
Well, right now coming up, we have a library card sign-up month all throughout September, just kind of encouraging people that if you have not yet ventured over to one of our branches to sign up for a library card, just letting people know it's not just about books. We also carry a large collection of movies, TV shows, music, and you'll also get access to a lot of digital resources as well. That's great for back to school, whether you're in college or in grade school. There are tons of test prep programs, as well as we have a digital resource called Bookflix, and it is basically an interactive book for children. So every book kind of flips through the pages. There's animated pages as it tells you the story, and then at the end of the story there is a lesson kind of letting you know what you were supposed to learn from that story, and a nonfiction book to pair with it as well.
It's kind of crazy how much is offered at the library these days.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes. Looking back 10 years ago, even you didn't have as much. 20 years ago, you would never guess what all is here today. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's wild. Everything from, like you were saying, movies to books on video, books on audio. I mean, literally everything.
Yes, there is no shortage of resources available with your library card, but you don't need one to come into the library. So if you just want to check us out, come to an event, something like that, we offer a lot of computer classes. We also have a lot of kids events, which, you know, they talk about on the radio every month, but they're all available for you to see on our social media as well. So if you follow us on Facebook, Rutherford County Library System, or on Instagram at RCLSTN, you can get all kinds of information about things going on at the library. And they're on our website as well. We have a website calendar. So, you know, you don't have an excuse not to know what's going on. Just come find us and check us out.
Now, can folks also send a message on Facebook and, let's say, Twitter, whatever the case may be, and ask questions through social media?
Yes, 100%. I answer those inquiries myself.
Oh.
Sometimes people just send me a Facebook message asking if we have a certain book available, or to cancel a hold for them or help them renew their library card. And if I can't help them directly, I send them exactly to who they need to talk to.
Now, one of the cool things the library system has is those laser cutters, the laser printers, the 3D printers.
Yes.
I mean, everything there.
Mm-hmm. We have a full maker space at our Technology Engagement Center branch. That one's harder for people to kind of know exists. It's over by Hopgood Elementary. A lot of people think it's the school's library, but it is a public library. You're more than welcome to enter there. And I am actually the Glowforge instructor at the TEC as well. So every Saturday at 1:00, you can come and take the Glowforge orientation. All you need is a library card. I provide the materials for the orientation, and we can get you trained on that. And if you want to sign up, all you have to do is email info-tec@rclstn.org. And if that's too much for you, just go in there and tell them you want to take Glowforge orientation. We can get you scheduled.
Now, what is the Glowforge? Because I've heard that name tossed around before, and I think there's a lot of people who don't know what it is.
Yes, it is a laser cutter and engraver. So if you wanted to engrave something on a piece of wood, into a piece of metal, you can even engrave on aluminum there. There, you can also make jewelry with it. I've made jewelry with it myself in the past. That's one of my favorite things to do with it. But basically, it's a laser that cuts, scores, and engraves all kinds of materials. And it can do anything that fits with about a foot tall. So you can get pretty big with it. We have a lot of people make Christmas gifts with it. You can make 3D models, puzzles. You can even engrave photographs if you want to make some kind of, you know, a lasting memory of sorts. You can also use it to trace handwriting, children's drawings, things like that. You just put them right in the machine and it will trace them and make an engraving of whatever it is that you put in there.
That's cool. So if you wanted to, like, let's say, for example, I see people who hang up pieces of wood in their house that say Murfreesboro on them, or Nashville, or Williamson County, Rutherford County. If you bring in a piece of wood, you could do that and make it look cool.
Yes, you could. And you could personalize it with whatever it is that you want to advertise as well. We tell people you can't produce items to sell in there because we have to maintenance this thing. And it's not terribly cheap. But if you have a small business that you want to make custom signage for, display cases to take to craft fairs, things like that, those are all possible to be made in the Glowforge at no cost to you. All you pay for is the material. We don't charge you to use it.
So you bring in your piece of wood, your piece of metal, whatever it is you bring in, and do you do, you know, like the fonts for the lettering, do you do that on the computer there, or should you already have that ready?
So you can either bring your own files in. They have to be SVGs, but we talk about that during the orientation. I go over everything, give you all kinds of resources, but we can either bring that in, design it yourself, or the Glowforge has an app built into the machine itself that I will happily teach you how to use. And it has a wide variety of fonts, has a bunch of clip art, as well as the ability to sort of manipulate those items, so you can really customize what you're doing straight into the Glowforge itself without having to know how to use any outside design software or bring anything in with you.
And then things like 3D printing, what goes on with that, and how do you do that?
So we do 3D printing on Sundays at 1:30 p.m. You don't even have to sign up for that orientation. Ryan at the TEC just will talk to you all day about that thing. But how that works is we have filament there. PLA filament is what our Glowforge uses. It's basically a thin plastic that can be melted down. And then as it's melted, there is a tool that kind of looks like a pin. And instead of writing out, it's depositing that plastic filament. So that's creating in 3D whatever it is, whatever your file is that you've put into the machine. So it takes the information from the 3D file and then translates that into physical space, basically.
And I'm sure you have to have a special program to design whatever it is you want to print in 3D first.
Yes, Tinkercad is a good free software if people want to get into 3D modeling. We don't have any 3D modeling classes. That would be something I'd love to be able to offer. So if anybody out there would love to be a volunteer and teach us how to use these softwares, we will take you. But yeah, that's kind of the thing. I'm trying to think. I think Maya is another software you can use to get into 3D modeling, but that one's not free.
And then also coming up, you've got the Pony Express program and live streaming 101. I mean, you got a lot happening. What is the Pony Express program?
So the Pony Express program is actually already underway as of the beginning of the new school year with the Murfreesboro City Schools. Limebaugh Public Library specifically has partnered with Murfreesboro City Schools to offer this Pony Express. Basically, kids and teachers can sign up for library cards through the school. They take their forms home, parents, guardians fill them out, let us know what is and isn't, you know, what they do and don't want their kids to have access to. They bring those back. And then instead of the child having to physically go to the library or the parent having to take time out of their day to go to the library, the kid can put, or the teacher can put books on hold on our website at rclstn.org. And then the Pony Express will take them from the library to the child's school, and the child will return them there too. It's 2 to 3 times a week that the Pony Express will pick up books and take them out to the libraries. And then just to make sure they get there full time with the book, we give them an extra week for checkout. So instead of 2 weeks, it would be 3 weeks. So that way the child has time to get the book, read it, and return it.
You know, it's so cool all that the library offers today. And I know I said that at the beginning of the show, but it really is wild how much libraries have grown, not just here, but nationwide. You see a difference in libraries.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for all age groups. I mean, even when, let's say when you were in middle school or high school, you can see a huge difference compared to, you know, then versus today.
Mm-hmm. And I grew up in Lebanon and I didn't even consider going to the public library. I would only go to my school library, but I see kids coming in all the time. We even have teen advisory boards at Limbaugh and Smyrna where the teens are getting involved in the library programming itself. And I think that is so inspiring. I wish I had done something like that when I was younger because it seems so neat.
Yeah, and I don't even know if that was available 10 years ago.
Yeah, I really have no idea. I mean, it certainly wasn't something I was able to find easily, right?
And then to get a library card, do you just simply have to be a resident of Rutherford County? What do you have to do?
We have offered library cards to people outside of Rutherford County as well. All you have to do is bring in a valid photo ID. It needs to be in state and a proof of address. So you just bring that into any of our branches and we will get you signed up. And if you do not want to come into the branch or just don't have time, you can always go onto our website at rclstn.org and sign up for an e-card. That will only grant you access to our digital resources, not our physical resources, but it's a great place to start. You can access those apps like Libby and Hoopla that have audiobooks and ebooks available to you, as well as all those test prep and other resources I mentioned earlier.
So when you get a downloadable book, an audio book, mm-hmm. do you download it just to your phone? Do you have to have a special app on there in order to hear it? What do you do?
Libby and Hoopla are fully built into themselves. So if you can locally download, it's just a button that you would press on Libby or Hoopla to locally download that book. And then you don't have to be connected to Wi-Fi or anything, but the reader is built into both Libby and Hoopla.
And then after you're finished listening to that book, it just, what, disappears after the certain period of time that
yes.
you rent it?
Mm-hmm. It'll tell you your loan period time, and then it'll automatically return it for you. You don't have to worry about any of that.
That's cool. So it doesn't, you know, take up space on your phone for a long period of time.
Nope.
And with those, you know, the digital assets of the library, how easy is it to go and actually check these things out? I mean, is it some convoluted process that we have to figure out, or is it really that easy?
With the Libby and Hoopla apps, it's just as easy as downloading it or going to the website. You can go on your phone or your computer, whatever works for you, your tablets. And it's just as easy as downloading the app, searching the book you want, and pressing a button. It'll put it on your bookshelf if it's ready for you. If there's a hold, then you'll wait and it'll automatically notify you when that hold is available, and then you'll have a certain period of time to accept the hold. And on Hoopla, it's 100% right then, right there, no holds ever. So the way Hoopla works is that there's a limited amount of checkouts for the whole system for every day.
Okay.
So once that limit is reached, you have to wait till tomorrow to come back. But if you wake up early, I've been able to get stuff even late in the day, like 1, 2 p.m. So
you don't have to do it at 3 a.m. then.
Yeah, you don't have to. You don't have to be that much of a morning person to get it. But
again, with us in studio, IT support specialist for the Rutherford County Library System, Amanda Caperton. And changing subjects just a little bit, it seems like everybody in this day and age, they want to do a podcast, or they are doing a podcast, or they thought about doing a podcast.
Yes.
How is that made easy at the library? Or maybe it's not made easy.
Oh, we try our best. So the Technology Engagement Center and MGL Library inside of Patterson Park both have recording studios available. They are simple setups. They're not anything like here at WGNS, certainly. But we have microphones. We have a sound-treated rooms. They're not soundproof. They're sound-treated. But we have a computer in each of them that has Audacity installed on it, as well as GarageBand on the Mac. And you can come in, record, and it's completely free. There's nothing you have to pay the library to be using our recording studio. All you have to do is go to rclstn.org, go to room booking, and select the recording studio you want to use. Then you'll book the room. You'll get an approval email from us letting you know, yep, totally good, and then you can just come on in and use it. And we do try to show you, if you've never done it before, we'll show you, here's Audacity, we'll open it up for you, show you, here's the record button, here's where the microphone is. I show people the right levels so that they're not blowing out their speech over there and, you know, wasting an hour recording a podcast that can't even hear. So we kind of get you in that place. We have offered podcasting classes in the past with Trey Gwynn. He's been really good about introducing people to podcasting, whether they're going to use our studio or their own equipment at home. And then coming up, we have a live streaming class on September 28th at 10 a.m., Live Streaming 101. This is technically part two, but you don't have to have come to part one. I think part one focused more on equipment, and part two is more my bread and butter, which is building your audience and actually getting traction on your website or on your streams and monetizing them.
Very cool. Again, that's coming up September 28th. And I know we only have about a minute or so left because we have another segment to get to, but the Paul Palooza, which is same day, September 28th. What's that?
Yes. If you're not into live streaming and you have a dog, please bring your dog out to Paul Palooza. It's going to be at 210 Rucker Lane in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. It's an event for your dogs and you yourself, but the dogs are the front and center of the event. There's going to be a photo booth, obstacle course, food trucks, but most importantly, the bookmobile is going to be there. So come out to see the bookmobile at Pawpalooza on September 28th at 11 a.m.
Sounds great. Again, Amanda Caperton with us with the Rutherford County Library System. And on social media, what do folks look for?
Rutherford County Library System on Facebook and at RCLSTN on Instagram.
Perfect. Well, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
This is Dan with Music World and Drummer's Den. Come in for your guitars, keyboards, drums, we have you covered. Our prices will normally meet internet prices. When I buy a guitar, I have to put my hands on the guitar neck. You can do that here. You can try your instrument before you ever put any money on it at all. And still, cheaper than what you could get online most of the time, at least match their prices at worst. Come see us at Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church Street, right across from the golf course.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. The friends you've made while banking right here over the years are still here, and so are those delicious, warm, homemade cookies. Everything you enjoyed about Capstar is still at Old National Bank.
In Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Come on over and enjoy warm cookies with friends while doing your banking at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hello from the Rutherford County Library System. This is Amanda, bringing you library news and events from our five branches around the county and what's going on at your library system. Head to downtown Eagleville for a night of fun on the first Friday of each month. While enjoying live music, browsing local shops, and sampling Rutherford County's finest in food trucks, don't forget to swing by the RCLS Bookmobile for all your library needs. You can get a library card, browse our onboard collection, take advantage of free Wi-Fi, or make use of our notary services. October's first Friday is October 4th, so come visit Eagleville and see the Bookmobile. Limbaugh Public Library is excited to be partnered with Murfreesboro City Schools for our Pony Express program to give students and teachers in the schools access to the Rutherford County Library System's collection. At the beginning of the school term, school media specialists sent library card applications home for parents or guardians to fill out and return to school. Once the student or teacher accounts are active, they can place items in the RCLS collection on hold to be picked up at their school. Each item gets a due date receipt filled out with the student's school, name, and due date. The Pony Express driver typically picks up items 2 to 3 times a week for delivery. Do you know a Murfreesboro City School teacher or student who would like to be a part of the Pony Express program? Talk to your school librarian, or for more information, email Lisa Robert at LROBERT at RCLSTN.org. Again, for more information, contact Lisa Robert with the email LROBERT at RCLSTN.org. And remember, the most important school supply is a library card. With access to technology, innovative programming, and educational resources, a library card gives students of all ages the tools to succeed in school. September is Library Card Sign-Up Month, so visit your library's website or ilovelibraries.org or any of our locations in person to sign up. But you are not required to be an RCLS cardholder to attend live events, groups, or visit the library. Also, all branches of the Rutherford County Library System will be closed for the holiday on Monday, October 14th for Staff Development Day. This is a day that RCLS staff gather to workshop and discuss plans and initiatives to help better serve the community in the coming year. But we are not open to the public. You will, of course, always have access to our digital collections via Libby, Hoopla, and the online resources on our website at rclstn.org. Now let's hear from Limeball Youth Services.
Hello, this is Katie Turner, Youth Services Coordinator at Limeball Public Library.
And this is Ollie Miller, Youth Services Assistant at Limeball.
We've been having so much fun with our Imagine Your Story Storytime theme. So far, we've read stories about our favorite mythical creatures, like dragons and unicorns. Ollie, what's been your favorite book so far?
I really like Dragons Love Tacos. We read that at an outreach story time for a local preschool.
That is a great story. Discover classic and modern twists on fairy tales, folklore, princesses, and knights all season long. All ages story times are intended for children ages 2 to 8 and feature a mix of stories, songs, and puppet shows. All ages story times are held every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 a.m.
For our littlest patrons, our itty bitty story time will be held each Thursday at 10 a.m. Itty bitty story times are intended for children ages 0 to 23 months and feature a mix of stories, scarf songs, finger plays, and lap bounces.
We've got several fun events planned for our tweens and teens in October. Saturday the 5th will be our first meeting of the new Teen D&D Club at Linebaugh. Then on Saturday the 19th, prepare for an illuminating adventure at our glow-in-the-dark paint-along event. Tweens and teens ages 10 to 18 will have the opportunity to craft stunning canvas art using glow-in-the-dark paint, all under the mesmerizing glow of black lights. Space is limited, so register in advance online.
Join us at Limbaugh every day during Rutherford County and Murfreesboro City Schools fall break, October 7th through the 11th, for special Work It Out Wombats programming. Work It Out at your library builds on Work It Out Wombats, a PBS Kids series in which three wombat children solve problems, accomplish tasks, and express their creative talents while using the computational thinking skills that are at the core of computer science.
I can't wait to see what our families think of it. There's a ton of fun Halloween-themed programs coming, too. Be sure to join us for our annual pumpkin painting party, or Triple P, as we like to call it, on Saturday, October 19th at 10 a.m. We'll provide the paint and supplies. You bring the pumpkin. Patrons will vote in-house and online the following week, with prizes available for the winners. Come to Linebaugh Library for Haunted Hijinks on October 26th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., There will be free comics, candy, and toys while supplies last, along with a costume contest. And for those souls brave enough to enter, see if you can escape the mummy's tomb.
I can't wait.
Me neither. The Reading Pause program, Girls Who Code Club, sensory sessions with Love Learning Music, and Teen Advisory Board are all in full swing this month. For more information about any of Linebaugh Library's programs, please contact 615-893-4131, extension 114, visit our Youth Services page at rclstn.org, or follow us for all of our events on the RCLS Facebook page.
We hope to see you soon at Linebaugh.
The Friends of Linebaugh Library invite you to become a member. For over 40 years, Friends has given its support to such library activities as the summer and winter reading programs, the Pen Pals program that brings children's book authors to schools, and the popular Bookmobile. Membership forms may be picked up at the circulation desk at Linebaugh Library, Myrtle Glanton Lord Library, and Tech, or email us at foalintheborough@gmail.com. Once you join, you will receive our quarterly e-newsletter access to two members-only book sales, and an invitation to our local author event. We look forward to your support.
Hello, this is Ginger at Smyrna Public Library. Families with young children are invited to visit the Smyrna Public Library for the free program Pajama Storytime every other Tuesday at 6 o'clock. Families with young children may enjoy winding down for the night at Pajama Storytime, as children are encouraged to wear their pajamas to this program and to bring along their favorite stuffed animal to listen to a story and relax for the evening. Make plans now to join us at the Smyrna Public Library for Pajama Storytime on Tuesdays at 6 o'clock p.m. We look forward to seeing you. Young elementary school students are invited to Sight Word Snack Attack every Wednesday at 3:15 at the Smyrna Public Library. The time is now for kindergarten through third grade kids to grow their literacy skills by practicing sight words. Sight word practice is made fun with games and activities, and all children who participate receive a free snack at Sight Word Snack Attack. So make time to bring your young students to Sight Word Snack Attack at the Smyrna Public Library on Wednesdays at 3:15. To parents of young readers, I am positive your child would love to participate in Tales to Tales at the Smyrna Public Library. Smyrna Library's Thursday afternoon Tales to Tales program is perfect for new readers to help build their confidence as they read a tale or story aloud to a certified therapy dog, which of course has a tale of its own. Call the Smyrna Public Library at 615-459-4884 to reserve your young reader a 10-minute session to read to one of three therapy dogs, Bella, General, or Caroline. We're sure that tails will be wagging when your child arrives at this engaging literacy program at Smyrna Public Library. Adult book lovers are encouraged to attend Smyrna Public Library's newest book club, Novel Nerds. Novel Nerds meet on the fourth Saturday of each month at noon at the Smyrna Public Library. The book title scheduled for conversation at the September 28th Novel Nerds meeting is September House by Carissa Orlando. Each month, a new novel is selected to read for the Novel Nerds Book Club, so come into the Smyrna Public Library and join the lively book discussions each month with the Novel Nerds. We'll see you then.
Hello, you good neighbors out there. This is Dave with Lineball Library over here at 105 West Vine Street. I would like to tell you about some of the stuff we've got going on this fall. But if you're really interested in some of these and you want to know when to come, visit our website, rclstn.org. And if you go to the Programs and Calendar section and click on Events, lo and behold, there it is all laid out for your viewing pleasure, and you can see when to come. First up, Litwits Book Club is a small, informal group. They hold lively discussions with non-judgmental, warm, welcoming book lovers. In September, they're going to be talking about Tom Lake by Ann Patchett. In October, they're going to be talking about The Frozen River by Ariel Lahan. There's the Tuesday morning book group. Guess what? They meet on the fourth Tuesday in the morning at 10. In September, they're going to be talking about Remarkably Bright Creatures by Shelby Van Pelt. In October, they're talking about Lessons in Chemistry by Bonnie Garmus. The afternoon book group, guess what? Meets in the afternoon, first Thursday of each month at 1. It's a mixture of light and serious novels and nonfiction, and this is the cool thing about them, is that they enjoy outings several times a year. In October, they're going to have a Zoom call with Patricia Harmon, who wrote The Midwife of Hope River. That's sure to be interesting. Now we have a sci-fi fantasy book group, the Riverworlders, and that's fourth Wednesdays. In September, they're talking Reinception by Serena Strauss. In October, it's Godkiller, book one of the Fallen Gods series by Hannah Craner. And now I want to tell you about the Bookmobile. They've got, like, I don't know how many special events they're doing in September. It's a lot. I'm not going to hit the times again. You can check out. Actually, I'm going to give you an email address for a contact, which is the Bookmobile driver, Mike Cleaves, C-L-E-A-V-E-S. You will know him by his thick head of hair, which I'm jealous of, or by his phone number, 615-893-4131, extension 113. You can email him at mcleaves@rclstn.org. And again, Cleaves is spelled C-L-E-A-V-E-S. But in brief, they are going to be at Our Place Peer Support Center. They're having an open house on the 17th of September. They're going to be at Literacy Night at Bradley Academy. They're going to be at Barfield Crescent Park doing a community visit. They're going to be doing another community visit in Milton. They're doing the Reading with Families event at Christiana Middle School. There's a community visit at Walter Hill. And they're going to be at something called Pawpalooza at River Oaks Church parking lot. That sounds like fun, Pawpalooza. I might take my dog to that. Lineball is also going to host two local authors. One's going to be September 21st. That's Felicia Jackson. She's going to be here signing copies of her book, Overcoming the Challenges of Being a Teacher, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Always a timely subject, our teachers, especially now. Come check her out. She's going to be at a desk over by the circulation desk that day. On October 19th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., come see M.A. Grant. They're the author of Lord Bennett of Ashwood Hall. They'll be signing and selling copies of that on the 19th, 10 a.m., 2 p.m. Yarn Love Murfreesboro is a group that meets here regularly. They're a casual group of yard enthusiasts. They love to knit and crochet. So all levels of experience are welcome, from beginners to expert. Come out, talk shop, bring your current works in progress. They'll be glad to give you pointers to anyone who wants to get involved. All you need to do is bring your yarn, hooks, or needles. They'll get you started. They also have yarn swaps from time to time, so feel free to participate. Find something new to try. Middle Tennessee Magic Group is a chapter or ring of the International Brotherhood of Magicians, a nonprofit organization that's one of the oldest and most respected societies of magicians in the world. They promote, advance, and present entertaining magic to all their audiences while preserving the heritage of their craft and passing along its time-honored traditions to future generations. So come check them out first Tuesday of every month. Gardening, as you know, is big in Rutherford County. You can sharpen your knowledge with Saturdays in the Garden with Master Gardeners of Rutherford County. They're almost done for the year, but they're going to have two more classes. And the topic on October 5th is putting your garden to bed for winter, and the topic on November 2nd, how to prepare to get an early start in the spring. And if art is your thing, we're going to have Art for Inner Exploration. That's going to be on October 15th. If you're curious about how art affects your emotions, you can join us for a free artist-led workshop. That's going to be on the third Tuesday of each month with artist Katie Beth Thomas. She's been volunteering as an art therapist. She creates her own painted and fiber artworks, and she's been teaching art since 2013. So she believes everyone should have access to community spaces where they can express themselves. Right on, Katie Beth. Come check out her classes. If you need more information, you can visit her website too, katiebeththomas.com. C-A-T-I-E is how she spells Katie. And the first one of those is going to be October 15th at 5:30 to 6:30. Finally, we're going to have Haunted Hijinks Saturday, October 26th. You know what that is, I hope. We're going to be giving away comics, candy, and toys while supplies last. There's a costume contest. They're going to watch some movies and hang out. Talk about comics. Talk about Halloween. Event starts at 10, ends at 4, October 26th. And it's all at Lineball Library, which is part of the Rutherford County Library System. Come visit us at 105 West Vine Street. Explore, imagine, engage.
Hey guys, it's Taylor reporting from the Technology Engagement Center. That is Rutherford County Library System's exclusive digital shelfless STEAM library, here for all your tech resources. We have got a ton of cool stuff coming up this month and in October and year round. So excited to dive in with you and see what we have on the calendar coming up. If there's one thing that we love to do at the Tech, it is make. Aside from all of our mini makerspace resources available to the public, such as our Glowforge and 3D printer, we also hold monthly maker clubs for kids, adults, and teens and tweens. our Adult Maker Club for October is something that I think is really cool. Miss Haley is going to be teaching us how to make Glowforge signs for the holidays. We have fall-themed, Halloween-themed. You can customize them with any kind of paint you like. It's going to look really nice. Space is limited. Supplies are limited. So go ahead and pre-register online. It's a bird. It's a plane. I'm just kidding. We were right the first time. It's a bird. Next month at the Tech, we're going to be focusing on a really cool migration of native birds that come through Tennessee on their way south for the winter. We're going to be showing Tennessee Flyways, a very cool documentary. So check out our calendar for more information on how you can learn more about the migration and see that viewing. October is going to be really special in that we have so many STEAM outreach events going on in the first few weeks. We have Outdoor Murfreesboro coming to visit the Tech and show us what they're all about. It's going to be very cool, great for nature lovers, great for families. Save the date for the Tennessee STEAM Fest event we have going on. And STEAMapalooza, there's going to be an outreach that we're doing over at the Discovery Center on 10-12. It's going to be a big fun weekend full of all kinds of family science events. As always, we'd love to remind you guys about the computer classes that we hold monthly, year-round here at the Tech. They are fantastic. I hear great things all the time from people who have come and attended. They are all totally free. We have stuff like one-on-one tech help with our expert Dixie. That's going to be every Monday from 1 to 3 p.m. We have last Saturday coding, which is, you can imagine, every last Saturday of the month, you can come learn how to make your own computer programs. We got computer basics with the Rutherford County Adult Education folks, and that's going to be every Monday and Tuesday. Mondays are 3:30 to 5, and Tuesdays are 2:30 to 3. So if you find tech a little bit intimidating, don't worry, we've gotcha. We're going to walk you through how a computer works all the way from Excel to Word to PowerPoint and perhaps beyond. We would love to see you. Call us for more information. We would love to see some of y'all at our book clubs that we run here at the Tech. Every month we have Books and Brews, where we enjoy a little beverage off-site and talk about our group-chosen book for the month. And then we have Sci-Fry, which, as you can imagine, focuses on science books and are discussed on Fridays. The book for October there is going to be What If We Get It Right? Visions of Climate Futures, and that's by Ayanna Elizabeth Johnson. That sounds like an interesting read. We would love to have you join us there. Do you have kids at home? Do those kids love STEAM and stories? Well, so do we. We invite families to come join us every week for Tiny Tech, Tinker Tech, and our story times. The Tiny Tech and Tinker Tech are especially cool because they are going to focus on nonfiction books within the STEAM umbrella, that is science, tech, engineering, arts, and mathematics, and we always have either a related craft or experiment to go along with it. Very cool. Those are going to be Tuesdays and Thursdays. We would love to see you. Something really cool for the end of the month in September here on 9/28, we are going to be having a geology lecture with a local expert who is going to discuss whether or not Rutherford County is perhaps the site of a meteorite impact. Are we all living in an ancient crater? I would love to know. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we would love for you to take part in our Weird Rock Contest. Bring your weirdest rock, and a prize will be awarded to the winner. Is it another rock? I have no idea. You're going to have to come and find out. Fall's coming in and things are beginning to go bump in the night. If you would like to come join us for our Cryptid Club, check out the calendar for one of our later Sundays. It is going to be held at a new time, so check out rclstn.org for more information about time and date changes.
The Rutherford County Library System comprises 6 branches and a bookmobile throughout Rutherford County, including Lineball, Smyrna, Eagleville, Patterson Park, the Technology Engagement Center, and the newly opened Historical Research Center. And remember, all RCLS events are free and open to the public unless otherwise stated. Please check our calendar at rclstn.org and our social media for a full list of virtual and in-person programming and events. For a list of the events you heard here today and for more information, please call 615-893-4131 or visit rclstn.org.